Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 8, and in this episode, I want to look at verses 9 through 11. Let me read those verses to get us started. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Wow, now these are packed with incredible stuff. So let's walk through these verses and look at what Paul's talking about. Now, in the previous episodes, we've talked about the practicality and Paul's understanding of how we walk according to the Spirit. I've tried to be very thorough in that truth as possible in a couple episodes describing the practical process of relying and depending on the Spirit. And I love what Paul does here. Most of the time when Paul gives an instruction or he's building out some practicalities to the Christian life, he's always going to be touching on the objective truth and the subjective reality of it in our lives. What I mean by that is what God has done to make everything possible and what we're to do to experience it. This is the process of the Christian life that we experience as we walk it out practically. And most of the time, Paul is very careful to affirm the objective reality over and over. And this is exactly what he does in verse 9. Now, he's just described how somebody can be in the flesh and be hostile toward God and not please God. But he says, however, you are not that person. That is not your destiny. That is not the place where you live. He says you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit. If indeed, there's another one of Paul's conditional phrases. He's not saying if as maybe it's a possibility. It's really a better translation to say since indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. So there it is. It's the indwelling presence of God in our lives by His Spirit. It's the foundational operating principle of life in Christ inside of us. It is our fuel. It's the gas in our tank. It is the resource that we draw from. Now, I want to focus on a little side note on these verses because I think it's very important. Paul's understanding of what we would call the Godhead or the person of God is very clear in these verses. And I love it because it stresses all three persons of the Godhead. Some people call that Trinity. Some people call it the triune God. We know that God is one, but He exists in equal substance and form in three different ways: God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. And I love what Paul says in these verses. Listen to what he says. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. Verse 10, if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, well, that's the Spirit of God. So you see how Paul sees the complete Godhead, God, the Spirit of God, the one who raised Christ from the dead. We know that was God the Father. So His Spirit, Christ Himself, the Spirit of Christ, all dwell in us. I love these verses because it illustrates so powerfully that we have received completely from God all of who he is. He doesn't hold back anything from us. And as a result, we have every resource available to us to walk in victory, to walk according to the way that he has designed us to walk. And because that same power that Paul describes as the power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, he says he will also give life to our mortal bodies. Now, I believe there's a couple different levels of understanding and application to what Paul's talking about here. Yes, God gives us natural life. He gives us breath in our nostrils, but he gives breath to everyone. He is the sustainer of all life. But I believe Paul's talking on a different level here to believers. He's saying that he gives life to our mortal bodies. He's quickening us to walk and to live in a life-giving way according to the measure of Christ in us. This is a supernatural experience for the child of God. It's different than just having natural breath and having a heartbeat. It's something different. It's something that is qualified by the activity of His Spirit in our physical bodies. I'm reminded of what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He says, we carry about in our bodies the dying of Jesus so that the life of Christ may be manifested in our mortal bodies. What is he saying? He's saying that in our physical, actual bodies, Jesus's life is manifested. How is it manifested? It's manifested through his character and his nature being played out through our bodies, through our actions, through our thoughts, through our words, so that the life of Jesus characterizes who we are. This is the miracle of Christianity, that Christ can be manifested. We are his body, members of him, and he is the head. And by his Spirit, he is motivating. He is directing. He is expressing himself through each and every one of us. This is the miracle of the Christian life. And this is what Paul is talking about in these verses. We have all of God inside of us so that all of him can come out of us. It's the beauty of the Christian life. And I hope and I pray that as you're listening to these episodes, this powerful truth is filtering down deep into your belief system, down into your mind, down into your heart, that you will understand that you can walk according to the full measure of God that is in you so that your life can glorify him in all things. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.